This is what it says in Psalm 34. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name forever. Now listen, that is some pretty good praise. That comes out of Psalm 34, and it is the expression of the heart of a believer that you and I can experience. And listen, this experience of praise and glorifying God and calling others to glorify God comes off the heels, well, of dealing with fear and being delivered and watching God come in and work in our lives. So listen, in 31 days, can we seek the Lord and look to him for an answer? Can we seek the Lord and allow him to search our lives, to assess, to evaluate, to see what needs to be thrown out, to see what needs to be, well, to see how much room we can make for the Word of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the strength and faith and encouragement that God will give to us in preparation for stepping out in faith and doing great things for God. Listen, even in one day, things can change dramatically. The day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 4, when they were threatened and told not to speak any longer, and instead they sought the Lord and quoted scripture and asked God to give them more boldness. And God answered that faith-filled, in the will of God, prayer with great power and a great sign. He shook the building. And the result was they all absolutely unleashed and began to win more and more people to Christ. That's what it's all about. The privilege of knowing God, the privilege of worshiping, the privilege of being filled and having joy. See, I don't need to seek that all my life. I've got that in Christ. When that is disturbed, there's reasons why, whether it's the world, the flesh, or the devil. The issue is also of whether or not I'm going to let things cripple my faith, quench the Spirit of God, and steal the fruit that could be bore. Dear Christian, today, as God would speak into your heart, may God grant to us revival. Like the old hymn, revive us again. As we think of the old song, revive us again, listen. Fill each heart with your love. May soul be rekindled with fire from above. And may the fire of God fall in our lives now. Listen, we're 7 days in to 31 days. And if you are seeking the Lord, looking at the scriptures, more than anything else that we're talking about, and interacting with him, listen, the will of God, to be saved, enjoy the Lord, be filled with the fruit of the Spirit, to be clothed with power from on high, to be a part of the Great Commission, to know your gifts, to grow in the depth of knowledge, to find victories over the fallen world's temptation and pull, over the old flesh nature's lying temptations, and directly over Satan and all of his forces. And it's clear, Romans chapter 8, that we are more than conquerors, that nothing can separate us from the love of God. So may I ask a question? If you are sitting back, what's the reason when there's an incredible living Savior taking hold of you and pulling you forward, pulling you up? Sometimes our stubbornness, if we're not too careful, can turn into a hardness. Then God has to, instead of breathe upon us and move us and lift us, sometimes, well, we put ourselves in the situation that we've got to be hammered out of the hardness. And that's a tough, tough spiritual road to go through. Why waste time? Why live with regrets? Stand up. Stand up, stand up for Jesus. Listen, it's time to lift the royal banner. It's time to rid ourselves, world, flesh, and the devil, issues, whatever else. But today, one of the other things is this issue of fear. Now, it's clear in the first three verses The Spirit-led writer of Psalm 34 says he will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Now listen, that calls for action. You can't sit down doing that. You can't lay down. You can't be lazing around. Stand up, march around the house, give great praise to God, exalt in the Lord. You don't have to fluff it up and fake it up. You just simply got to do it. Extolling the Lord, exalting the Lord, boasting in the Lord. Listen, when he says my soul, the depth of our emotional side also, the depth of our being that includes emotion. Praise God. Thank God for all the great things. Awesome God. Blessed be the name of God. I ascribe greatness and power and might. His never-ending, unceasing presence in our lives. Thank God for the love of God. Christ, we bless you. We worship you. You're coming again. You're dwelling in our lives. There is no problem you don't have a solution for. And so I present myself and I want to come near. Even as in James, the Spirit of God says, for us to come near to God, and God will come near to us. You can draw near. That's the experiential side. When's the last time you sought the Lord? Gone after the Lord. Gone after a piece of wisdom. Gone after some knowledge. Gone after the Lord concerning specific things. If you haven't got an answer yet, it may be that God's drawing you in closer to speak to you about the request. If God, by the Holy Spirit, speaks to you about the request, that will be awesome. But I want you to know that prayer is all about getting answers. God didn't design it to be some frustrating, event. He designed it that we would bear fruit. That's what God shows us in John's Gospel, chapter 15. That if we abide in Christ and his word abides or dwells or lives in us, we're to ask. We're to ask God big and he will do it. We're to bring the desires before God and he will do it. And the next verse tells us that living relationship with Christ and his word in us and asking to get answers and getting the answers, it demonstrates two things. Number one, that we are a real disciple of Jesus walking in obedience. See, answers to prayer shows that. But it also brings glory to the Father. Getting answers, not just asking, but getting the answers, glorifies God. Well, it's a blessing in our lives when we get answers. Sometimes I've gotten answers that was like, it was like struck me in the face, undeniable. I love when those kind of things occur. And I'm going to just tell you that answers can occur a lot. Are we believing God in prayer? Are we seeking God? What are we asking? What is your prayer list like? Part of revival is, building our faith and realizing that God said, ask, you will receive, seek, you will find, knock, and the door will be opened. How much more will your Heavenly Father give, dear sweet Christian, his Spirit or good gifts to them that ask? Sin will silence you. The world will suppress and muffle your prayers. And of course the enemy comes to shut our mouths, steal our faith, take the word of God away from even a believer so that you can't stand on the word of God in faith and seek the Lord. I want to say today, seek the Lord, seek the Lord, seek the Lord. That's how revivals come in local churches, in cities, and in regions that have even struck nations. Believers have sought the Lord. Go back to the Great Awakenings in England and United States. Go back to the day of the Wesleys, Whitfield, Jonathan Edwards. Go back to the study of some of the revivals. God will give you personal revival because it's God's will that we can grow and be strong in the Lord and live in his presence and power. We're told in the fifth chapter of 1 Thessalonians, do not put out the Spirit's fire. It's never that the Spirit of God, well, that the fire ends. It's that we move from the fire, or that things get in the way. Listen, standing around a great big bonfire, you feel the heat, you feel the warmth, you listen to the crackling of the wood. Back away further and further and further. The less you hear, the less warmth, the less effect. Have somebody get in front of you, 2-3 people get in front of you, and you're also somewhat diminished. The fire has not diminished. You've either backed away or other things have gotten in the way. What has gotten in the way? How far have we backed away? And yet God invites us to come to the throne of grace. Just go. Just let him handle you. Just let him deal with you. Just let him embrace you. Just let him wash you and cleanse you and renew you. Just let him lift your head again. Go ahead and tell him, listen, today, the fears. Now, if you read Psalm 34, 1, 2, and 3, it leads up to what happens in 4. As a matter of fact, we're able to read 1, 2, and 3, verses 1, 2, and 3, because of verse 4. You know what verse 4 is? I hope you memorize this. Never forget it. It's what we see all through the book of Psalms again and again and again. This is the pattern. Look what it says. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. Now listen, when you begin to read all of the chapter, and I pray that you will just study it and study it hard. Let it pour into you. Grip it. Put some effort, even intensity. After all, we can read in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 that it's impossible to please God without faith. Anyone that comes to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who earnestly seek him, and that he is a rewarder of those who earnestly seek him. The psalm writer says, verses 1, 2, and 3, because of what happened in verse 4. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Say it out loud. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. I sought the Lord, he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. May God grant you experientially this truth. You must seek. He will answer. He will deliver. Bring every ounce of every fear you have. Do you have them? Where'd they come from? What are you doing with them? The Word of God tells us to cast our anxiety or fears on the Lord because he cares for you. Why are you going to carry that? Why are you going to hold on to it? Unleash and unload in the midst of your seeking. Pour it out to the one who wants it. Pour it out to the one who's bigger than you can imagine to handle it. There's grace, there's mercy. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Hey, this is Russ, ShatterTheDarkness.net.